Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. Today, we are so lucky to be welcoming psychic, author, spiritual teacher, Elizabeth Joyce, and I just think we're so lucky to have her. Elizabeth is a healer, an astrologer, and as a psychic, she's listed in the top 100 psychics in the country. She's been often featured on TV and is very regular guest on all kinds of radio shows, including Coast to Coast. And she's the author of the book Unlimited Realities, which is kind of a combination of a little bit of her memoir plus a lot of her really deep and profound spiritual teachings and her understanding of how the universe works and our place in it. So since I work as a psychic too, I really love having other psychics on the show, and I know that we all have our own connections. Each of us get information in a unique way. So for me, it's really fun and an honor to be able to speak with someone who has really mastered this art. So welcome, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. So tell us a little bit about how you got started as a psychic. Like, when did you know that you had that gift?
I was born with it. So that's an unanswerable answer. I was born with it, and my grandmother was a shaman from Maine. She was born in Maine, but my mother grew up in New Hampshire, where she had her children. And when I went up one year, I went up to live with her for a year away from my family, which was really a gift because that's when she trained me. She recognized the gift in me.
Yeah, and what was her training like?
Oh, my goodness, it was wild. Well, every morning at 10 o'clock, she would go outside with a big hat and an apron filled with pockets, and she would put bird food and squirrel food in the hat and in the pockets and in the center of her hands, and she would sit very quietly, and all the animals would come and feed. It was just incredible. She'd stay out there for about an hour, and we could watch her through the window. And I saw squirrels, blackbirds, chipmunks, raccoons all come and feed from the food that she had. It was a beautiful experience.
And sounds really magical.
She never yelled at you or made you wrong or spanked you. She just, when you did something wrong, she handed you a sit-upon. She made all of her grandchildren a sit-upon out of straw, which is a woven mat, and we'd have to go outside and sit upon it. And we have to find a tree and sit next with our spine against the tree. She taught us how to do that. And just stay there until we could go back in and tell her what we did wrong and why she was angry. And then she always had a chore for us to do, whether it was put the dishes away, sweep the floor, set the table for dinner. There was something that we had to do. And then it was over. Then we could go on, and it never was talked about again or brought up in your face or anything like that. And I guess I had time out before there was a time out.
It sounds like a really magical way to grow up with her.
Well, it's the perfect way to grow up. And I was hoping that in reading the book, some of the mothers today that had children that were a little bit off-center would try that technique and have the child know that a child that's 5 or 6 or 7 years old can tell you what they did wrong in their own words. And
I used to do that with my kids.
And teach them. Once they say it, then they recognize it, and that's magical in itself.
That's very cool. When my kids were older, I used to make them write essays about what they had done wrong. They'd have to write me an essay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I would give them like sort of self-help books to read and to write an essay about, you know, what they did and what they could do better next time. So I guess we all have our ways of doing it. It sounds like your grandmother really also imparted like really deep spiritual knowledge and understanding to
my
you.
Grandmother was loved throughout 2 states. They all knew her name everywhere. and people would come for healings. And I remember the truck drivers coming up the street. We had a spring, and she'd let the truck drivers go down and fill their canteen with water, but she would also do healings.
What kind of healings was she doing?
Just putting her hands on people, and they would go out healed.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's who she was.
And what kind of spiritual messages did she give you?
Many. That's hard to answer. There were so many. Just one right after the other. If there was an upset, she would talk about it. She always would talk about the latter days and how I was born to go through the latter days and how we were going to see the end of times. And she told me that I would see the first part of it, and my children would see the second part of it. And she told me many, many, many things about the latter days. She talked about credit cards before there were credit cards, because this was back in the 50s. And she said that they wouldn't use paper money, that they would use something that they would carry in their hand or remember in their mind. And, of course, the remembering in the mind is your PIN number, and carrying in the hand is your credit card, and that the stores would eventually be without money. And she said that was very dangerous. I think she's right. Then she told me that I would know when the last days were started, because in New Hampshire, they have the White Mountains. Have you heard of the White Mountains?
Yeah, I live in Massachusetts, so I'm in New Hampshire all the time.
The old man on the mountain, and yep, everybody went to see the old man on the mountain. She said when he fell off the mountain, I would know that the last days started, and the old man fell in 2003.
Yeah. Wow, that's scary. So what does that mean to you? Where have you come to believe the end of times? Like, what does that mean, do you think?
It means that the world is going to change and go into darkness for a time until the light workers can bring it out of darkness again. And it's supposed to eradicate all evil and all mean-spirited thinking. And that at the end of it, when we came through the other side, we would have the love, peace, and harmony and cooperation universally, worldwide, that we need so badly.
It sounds a little bit like, people talk about the end of the age of Pisces and the beginning of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah, all of that is hypotheses, but it is true. We are in the age of Aquarius. We entered it a while ago.
Mm-hmm. So I know that you're also an astrologer, and we are coming into we have eclipse fever, right? With the
the Great American Eclipse.
The Great American
Actually,
Eclipse.
Actually, it's very interesting. It's very interesting about the eclipses that they're talking about that we've had in this country. What they're not saying is what sign they were in and what other parts of the universe were involved in the eclipse. This sign is Leo at 28 degrees, and it's involved with Mercury and Mars. And Mars in Leo is a very fiery, warring planet, and to be in this eclipse at the exact same degree is interesting. Whereas in 1979, I think we had, it was either Libra or Aquarius or both, and that represents air and music. 1979 is when Elvis Presley died. You talk about deaths and new beginnings, and he was, of course, a very well-loved person. And I was thinking about what happened in those years. But the last full eclipse we had in Leo on the planet was in 12,026, I think. So it was a long time ago.
So we don't really know what happened
back
then.
That's right, we don't.
Yeah. And what do you think is going to happen? I mean, if you look at the... You know, there's a lot that's...
My main concern, Lisa, is on the day of the eclipse, where we have 238 million they expect to be outside watching this eclipse. And the temperature will drop 20 degrees. It will go very dark. The ground will tremble. And I'm afraid of a stampede of people running back to their cars and trying to get out of the way. That's not what to do. What to do is to go to your knees. Just everybody fall to your knees. Would that be powerful? 238 million people falling to their knees and praying?
Wow.
that would be really powerful. It could change energy. It could change lives. It could change direction of many, many things. Anyway, I am concerned about people's safety, especially in Tennessee and Kentucky, because that's like being in the eye of a hurricane. It's the center of the eclipse, and that's where the pulling will be felt the most.
So they're going to get the total blackout, and you're worried that people
they're
are going to
get the energetic pull.
Right.
The pull. The winds will all of a sudden come up very, very fast. And it will be awesome, if nothing else.
And I know the effects of the eclipse can, you know, sort of leading up to the eclipse and after effects can be a few months that we're in the energy of that too.
It can be 2 years, up to 2 years. But the next 2 months, September and October, will be difficult because we're going to start, the market will start to fall, and it looks like we're going to have some action about our leadership and other leaderships in other countries as well, because this is worldwide.
A lot of people say that this eclipse is very big in President Trump's chart, too.
Well, it's not big. It's important. It hits him directly. In astrology, you look at degrees, and you look at whether something is 5 degrees away, 10 degrees away, or right. It's called a conjunction, and it conjuncts his rising sign at 28 degrees Leo. And Mars is there, and Mercury is there as well. So that could be a heart attack, that could be a stroke, that could be a removal of some kind, because it's goodbye, that's all she wrote. 28 degrees in astrology is endings. 0 degrees and 1 degree are new beginnings. So this is an ending situation.
I guess
and
we'll have to wait and see.
It's not only him, it's other countries too. One of the good news I'd like to share with you is that I do not believe that there will be a nuclear exchange in North Korea, and I think that the leader will be removed by his own people, and I see North and South Korea coming together in a workable situation, just like the Berlin Wall came down. The walls are going to come down in Korea, and that's great news for me.
Yeah, that would be really an incredible blessing. So you're quite famous as a psychic for your predictions, for how accurate you're. Yeah, I've heard about it. So is that what you're talking about, sort of some of the predictions that you've been getting?
Yes, these are the predictions. As you know, I just posted them today. I waited until we got very, very close to the eclipse, but Spirit told me to post them this afternoon, so I did. And there's more. I mean, I took as much as I could. My whole body was shaking. My teeth was chattering. And I took as much as I could before I said, that's enough. Now, I intend to probably on the weekend go in to see if there's any more that I need to say. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens. The most important thing is our own lives, our individual lives, and having love in our lives. And not mean-spiritedness, and not judgment, and not condemnation. To understand that we're all different, and that we have to be allowed to be different, just like the birds are different and our animals are different. We're all different. And we have to love everything and everybody for who they are. I don't like craziness, and I don't like people that want to chop people's heads off. Of course not. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your neighbors. And the people that we are dwelling and living with and around. We need to honor them, and we need to love them and understand and give what we can in service.
Yeah, it seems like sort of all this hate is coming out of the woodwork. Like all
it sure
the stuff
is.
That's been underground is now boiling out to the surface. And all I can do is sort of hope that it's coming out to the surface in order to be cleared and healed and released.
We're going to have a civil war in this country like you've never seen. In fact, the country's going to be split in two. And it's going to be split in two physically, because what's happening with all the rain in the south is that the Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio rivers are coming together as one. And they're going to be flowing down into the Gulf of Mexico. And this will be a land change that cannot be put back again. So there'll be plenty of losses in that land change. Of course, these houses are built where they never should have been built.
But so you think the country's going to sort of split where the Mississippi is and become, and you know, the east and west?
I think the country's already split, but I think that the other is a symbology that the country's splitting, and it will split.
And that brings us into kind of like a war with ourselves. Do you think it'll be like
our country is going to become unmanageable for a while? You won't be able to govern it. I see that a lot of the leaders, the governors, and the congressmen and senators have their lives in danger because of the uproar in this country. People are mad. People are angry. They don't know what they're mad or angry at, but they're probably mad and angry because they've been so lied to, and there's been so much dishonesty, so much lying, so much money stealing, so much gouging. This country has been raped. The beautiful America has been raped and stolen from, and it's true. And this has to stop, and it has to change. And it's in the process of that now.
Wow. And do you think the Civil War is going to be more north and south like it was, or is it going to be more half?
I think it's going to be everywhere, because it's not going to only be blacks and whites. It's going to be the Jewish and the Muslims and the Spanish and the aliens and the everything else. It's not just one focus. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of focus.
And what can we do? What can we do to stay safe? What can we do to
come back into
peace?
The only thing you can do is to go within. Start your meditation practice and be love, and that mm-hmm. will heal it. The way in is the way out, and the way out is the way in. You have to go within. We have to understand that there are... You said you did psychic work, right, Lisa?
Yes.
Then you know that there's invisible forces. You know that there's light beings. And you know that you can telepathically speak with them and get fabulous information. This is what we have to do. Lean on the universe and lean on the guidance of the universe. That will set us free. I think you would agree with that.
I would. And I would also agree that prediction that you saw about the country's splitting with the river is something that I've seen as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's coming.
Yeah.
I'm sure many people have, Lisa.
Yeah.
But to see it start happening, as a matter of fact, I knew it 2 years ago. I have a friend that lives in Beaumont, Texas. And I remember when the first storm came in and I said, oh, my God, this is the beginning. And she said, of what? And I said, of the natural split in America. We're going to be divided into two. I didn't know then that the people were going to be invited. I knew it was water. Supposedly, Michigan is going to be almost washed away because the Great Lake is going to leak and come down into those rivers. So that is frightening. And what do you do? Well, if you can sense it, if you're a meditator, you're a light worker, you're going to sense it. You're going to know when to move. You just have to move away. And I see the arch in St. Louis falling. I see Memphis, Tennessee falling. I see Jackson, Mississippi falling. They're all going to be underwater.
Wow.
So is Galveston, Texas, and Corpus Christi. They're going to be underwater. They will exist no longer.
How about Detroit?
Detroit, that's where the radio
That's where the radio station is.
Oh, I don't know about Detroit, but I do know that Michigan is going to have some water problems. I was thinking more Lansing and where it touches the Lake Michigan.
Well, I guess we can just pray and wait and see what happens. I've had many experiences very similar to what you're talking about, that my own guidance has told me that I was going to be in the peak of my healing power. So that was my job to be here to help heal people, and after this. And
yes, we will have a spiritual renaissance, Lisa, and I do think that the light workers will start to be much more recognized and honored than they are now, and people are going to be craving the teachings, craving it. So that's good. It's good you're writing books now, because you can get your message out.
And my I always sort of, my philosophy about it for myself was just to have faith. I was like, I'm like, God, put me where I'm meant to be to do the most good, and you know, let it go how it's going to go, but I want to serve and do what I can do.
When is your birthday?
September
day.
25th. September 25th.
Oh,
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra. What a lovely day to be born.
Thank
a
you.
Lovely day to be born. And you do have a lot of love, and you do have writing ability. So that's wonderful.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I don't know. I just think we can all only kind of pray and have faith that we will be where we're meant to be. You know,
yes, well, we will be, and we are where we're supposed to be at all times. And we can change our lives once we start learning about what's blocking us. And once we go into our spiritual oneness, the oneness of all, when we know that we can work with the universe, you can be guided into anything. You know what I'm doing now? You'll never believe it. I am writing a screenplay. Do you think I've ever written a screenplay before? No. For the book Unlimited Realities, we're making it into a movie. And I
That's
have
so
wonderful support from some very well-known people.
That's so exciting. So do you know when that movie is going to come out, or is it still in the screenplay?
According to what I get inside, it'll be a year from Christmas, 2018, the holidays.
Well,
so it takes time to get it all done.
I think it'll be so exciting to see that. And you know that your book is so much more than just a memoir. It's really a way for you to pass down your spiritual knowledge that you've learned, right?
Right. It's an example of choices that we make, Lisa. When we have losses, we go into tears and we go into, oh, how did that happen to me? How come there is no God? I'm this or I'm that. And that's not the way to go. The way to go is to accept it and to move beyond it. And you do that by going within. I'll give you one example. I had just lost my husband. He had died very suddenly. And I had had an operation, a very serious operation. And I had sold my house. And this almost happened. It happened within months of each other. Now, these are major changes. And I had to move. And I didn't know what I was going to do because I had children and I wanted to keep them in my school system. So I called all of the real estate people in my town, and they said there was nothing for rent because it was a bedroom community outside of New York City and they didn't have apartment buildings. But they said there was one person who was thinking of renting his house, and I made them give me the address. And I went every night at midnight, and I sat in that driveway, and I thanked God for giving me that new home to live in. And I moved in there.
Wow.
I moved in there within 3 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I had a friend, I teach, and I had a girl in my women's group that wanted a condo. And she was so in love with this one particular condo. But the man was asking $20,000 more than she could really afford. So I told her, go at night. Is the condo empty? She said, yes. I said, go at night, sit on the steps of the condo and accept it as yours. And within 3 weeks, he came down $20,000 and she bought it.
That's so cool. That's an awesome story. So I really want to help people get in touch with you. So can we share your website? And I know you have a special phone number too.
Do I have a 24-hour answering service? And if you'd like to call to make an appointment or ask a question, it's 201-934-8986. And the website is new-visions, plural. There's a dash in the middle, like what you put between phone numbers. So it's new-visions.com.
And I know you just posted your...
the eclipse predictions.
Yes, the eclipse predictions on your website. So if people wanted to go, and we'll post all that information on our radio station page too, so everyone can find it.
And I'm also on YouTube every week. I do the astrology, weekly astrology, and tell people what's coming energetically during the week. And it's proven to be very helpful for people.
I just listened to one today, and I thought it was great. So I really recommend that people tune into your, you know, as a psychic myself, I love to know what's going on with astrology because it helps me differentiate.
I just give you the energies of each day. Don't you think it's neat?
It's so neat. And I find it so useful because I want to know what's me and what's not me. Like if I wake up feeling funky, sometimes I like, oh, it's not me. It's the energy that
it's
I'm
energy.
Picking up.
Yep.
Right. And sometimes I know it is me and I have to deal with that. And I have ways that I do that. But I find astrology to be an incredible reality check for sensitive people like me, like you.
That's good. And, you know, I want to talk about how you can really stay centered. It's called morning meditation and nightly review. If in the morning you just wake up and open up that crown chakra and pull the energies inside your body and say, thank you, God, for giving me your energy of love today, and may I carry it, and may it touch the hearts of everyone I meet. That's the morning meditation. The nightly review is where you have a notebook and a journal, and you write down how your day went. And have gratitude for something. Even if your favorite baseball team won a game, have gratitude and write down that which you were happy with. I was happy that I was able to feed the birds today. And then think about if something went wrong, if there was an altercation, an upset, something that you're feeling blocked with, write that down and ask if you can have that lifted or if there's been a wrongdoing, you have 24 hours to make amends.
Well, that's such beautiful advice, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for sharing it. I hope we can all use that as we go forward into the whatever is coming next for us. And you guys out there too in Empower Radio Land, thank you for being with us here tonight. Wishing you all the best here on Empower Radio.